I don't know about you, but it's really difficult for me to believe that we're at the end of the month of June already. Here it is. It's the 28th of June. And I don't know if you know this about me, but June is my absolute favorite month of the entire year. This truly is the best month. We just celebrated yesterday the 350th anniversary of the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. 350 years since our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque on the 16th of June, 1675, 350 years ago today, asking her to establish the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, which we did yesterday, our patronal feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And yesterday was also, of course, the World Day of Sanctification for Priests. So you probably saw that our friend Pope Leo XIV had a wonderful gathering for the Jubilee year 2025 yesterday for priests and seminarians. It was a great day. Now, I know that none of you will remember that same day, the 16th of June, 1675, when our Lord told St. Margaret Mary Alacoque to establish the Feast of the Sacred Heart. That very day, the 16th of June, 1923, 102 years ago, none of you were alive, it was the dedication of our church building. This church building was dedicated 102 years ago on the 16th of June, 1923. We also celebrated, as you know, on the 19th of June, 325, the 1,700th anniversary of the Nicene Creed that we profess every Sunday in Holy Day of Obligation. This is a great month of June. We celebrate seven solemnities in the month of June. If you want the holy card, can you name all seven solemnities? I already told you one yesterday, the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. On Tuesday, we had a solemnity. It was the feast of the solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. And every Sunday this month, all five Sundays of the month of June were solemnities. We started off with the Ascension of the Lord, which is part of the Paschal mystery, right? The death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. Then the next Sunday was Pentecost and about being on fire with the Holy Spirit. Then the next Sunday, it happened to be Father's Day, was Trinity Sunday, the culmination of everything, our God in three persons, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Last Sunday, the solemnity of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus. And now this one. Today, the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, the founders of the Holy Roman Church. Peter and Paul. How many saint pairs can you think of? There's actually there's a lot of saints that are always paired together, right? John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, Perpetua and Saint Felicity, Saint Mary Magdalene and Saint Martha, Francis and Claire, Teresa of Avila and Saint John of the Cross, Saint Thomas Aquinas and Saint Bonaventure, Saint John Bosco, Saint Dominic Savio, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque and Saint Claude Colombier, St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Francis Xavier, St. Francis de Sales, St. Jean de Francis de Chantal, St. Louis and St. Zélie, St. John Paul II, and St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Think about it. There are a lot of saint pairs. I just came up with that little brainstorming. There are a lot of saint pairs. Maybe you can come up with some others. You want me to add to the list? Saints beget other saints. We're supposed to hang around saintly people so that we become saints and we help them to become saints. Saints beget other saints. Today we're celebrating the solemnity of the founders of the Holy Roman Church, that pair that always go together like bread and butter, bacon and eggs, cup and saucer, hand and glove, Peter and Paul, they always go together. Now, some of you might remember when there was a side altar over here on the church, the side altar of St. Joseph. And on either side of the statue of St. Joseph were who? Peter and Paul. Where did those statues go? I don't know. But they were there, over there by St. Joseph, for all of those years. Peter and Paul, the founders of the Holy Roman Church. The only remnants we have of Peter and Paul in the church are in the east. So you might want to go out via the east as you leave today. Because above the main door are the keys of Peter. And over to the side, toward the south, over the other window, is the sword and the book of St. Paul. Those are the only remnants in the church that remain of our friends Peter and Paul. They're quite the pair. They are not the same personality. I don't know if you know the four different types of personalities. I don't know if you study those at work, the choleric, the sanguine, the melancholic, and the phlegmatic. Well, scholars have said that St. Peter is definitely sanguine, if you know the personalities, and Paul is choleric. And that means that Peter, he's very impulsive. He always acts out of impulse. Let's set up three booths here. Oh, let me just walk to you on water. He's always impetuous, kind of putting his foot into his mouth. It's part of his sanguine personality. Oh, I'll die with you. And then a few hours later, never heard of the guy. Who's he? Jesus? No, don't even know what his name is. He's very impetuous. Jumps into the water and so forth. Paul, very choleric, very organized, very fearless, opinionated. It's the choleric type of personality. And that's his style. And you can see where the choleric and the sanguine, there's a passage in the Bible where the two of them fought. And St. Paul respectively opposed St. Peter to his face. And they had this argument. You can see all of this in the Bible, in all the passages that St. Paul talks about, his fight with Peter, their personalities. And despite all of that, God chose them both. God chose them both to be saints. God chose them both in their different personalities with their different gifts to found the Holy Roman Church. And so you just look around at all of us. We have all different personalities, different temperaments, different gifts, but we're all called to be saints. Every one of us. Whatever personality, whatever gifts, God calls us to be saints. And these two characters who fought with each other, who had different personalities, Peter, who was a fisherman by the shores of Galilee, Paul, a faithful Jew from Tarsus, ended up in Rome. All roads lead to Rome. They ended up in Rome, both together gave and shed their blood for the church. And it was the church that was founded on their sacred blood. And this is why so many people during the Jubilee year go to Rome, right? You can actually go to the Vatican and you can see where St. Peter died, where he's buried. And then in the opposite direction, you can see where St. Paul was beheaded at Tre Fontane. And then close by, where he's buried, the founders of the Church of Rome, different in personalities, different in gifts, both called to be saints. May they be our special friends and intercessors as we end this glorious, glorious month of June. May they be our friends and intercessors so that we will stay faithful to the one true faith. They may have had differences and disagreements, right? But they believed the same faith. The same exact faith. May they intercede for us to hold us fast to the one true Roman Catholic Church, the only true church established by Jesus Christ. Amen.